Okay, well, it's been a long time, and I want to tell you in advance that I'm a little rusty, and I think everybody else is a little rusty, and that's why we're all here together, to get unrusty. And it's the first second round that we have, so I want to give a karas hatoiv on Sha'avar to everybody who was involved, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu helped us last year, and a tefillah on the Haba, that we should continue to shteig. If the shir goes, the shir goes. If it doesn't, it doesn't. But the olam should continue to shteig and grow in learning, in avodas Hashem, in ruchnius, in all the things that are important in life. And a special thank you to Yosef Dauber, who started the shir. When we go out to war, so you might happen to chance upon captives. You're gonna, after the war, you battled in the city and you won that battle. So now you take captives from the city, the women and children. You see among the captives Ashes Yifas Toyer, a beautiful woman. And you desire her. Cheshek means the utmost, greatest level of desire. V'lokachto l'chol isha. Machlok is how it works. You take her for yourself. You bring her home. A whole parsha. The parsha from Eishes Yifas Toyer. That a person in war is not necessarily under the same standard psychology that he's used to during the regular year in his home in Yerushalayim. And things are a little things get a little confusing and cloudy at war. So the Torah, we're talking about why the Torah says over here you could take an Eishes Yifas Toyer, you could take a guy, whatever the Maisa was, you could do it with the guy, the Maisa. And Torah continues. Kisyanal Ishtei Noshimo Achas Ahuva V'Achas Nuo. Then a new parsha. You have two wives, one you love, one you hate. A whole parsha, and it says that the loved wife had a child first, the hated wife had a child second. For some reason, the guy wants to give the loved wife who had the second child the nachal, the pishnayim. The Torah says you can't give pishnayim and you give Yerusha. You have to give to the older son. You can't choose to give to the beloved woman. The third parsha, ki yeyeh l'ish ben soyer moire, einenu shomeya b'kol ov b'kol imo, a wild thing. The Gemara says, lo hoya v'lo nivra. Never was such a thing. You have this terrible, I think probably the art scroll translates the wayward son. I don't know what wayward means. It's a bad kid. A real bad kid. Like the worst. He's the ben sorer mor. Einenu shomea b'kol ov b'kol imo, doesn't listen to mom and pops. V'yisro, so they give him malchus. V'lo yishma, he still doesn't listen. Akadei kaf, the worst punishment we ever find. The kid didn't do no real averis. Nothing. And afilu hachi, the worst punishment. We give him chiyuv misa, chayv misa, a child. So we'll start with one Rashi. So Rashi in the beginning says, "What's three parshas? What's shaychus?" Everybody knows the Rashi. Rashi says, "Well, we'll first start with Eishes Yifas Toyer." So by Eishes Yifas Toyer, it says, "Lo diber Torah el kenegid Yitzhara." The purpose was to satisfy the Yitzhara. But Rashi continues. He says like this: if you marry that girl, aval im nasa, Rashi's like warning you, be careful. Aval im nasa, if you marry that girl and you take that yifas toyer, you know what's going to be? Sofo liyosona, you're going to hate her. When she's your wife, you're going to hate her. And that's the next parasha, isha ahuva. The isha ahuva is the hated wife. She came because she took a yifas toyer. You will hate that woman as much as she looked pretty and beautiful, and she was very v'choshakta ba'at. You're going to hate this lady. And then what's going to be? And that's the third parasha. V'sofo lohoilid mimena ben soire umoire. And then if you marry that lady, the first step's going to be you're going to hate her, and after you hate her, you're going to have together with her a ben soire umoire. This Rashi irks me terribly. Not just its mutter. There's a mitzvah in Taryag Mitzvahs about how and when and what to take a Eishes Yifas Toyer. This is not a mitzvah that you have to kumva asay do this mitzvah. But I'm allowed to, and it's counted in Taryag. I'm allowed to take an Eishes Yifas Toyer. The Torah understands. I'm not able to control myself at war. The Dibur Torah Keneged Yitzhara, this is Mutter. And then I do what the Torah tells me is Mutter, Akadei David HaMelech did it, and I want to be like David HaMelech. So just like David HaMelech took an Eishes Yifas Toyer, I also want to take an Eishes Yifas Toyer. And then the Torah threatens me. You should know. You take an Eishes Yifas Toyer, you're going to have a Ben Soyer Moira. why am I getting punished for this? This is a mutter. Absolutely mutter. And it was Ben Sarir Moir, really, to the strict definition, Lehoya Velo never, never was. But David HaMelech from the Eishes Sifas Torah had a very special child named Avshalom, and this Avshalom slept with David's wives, and he tried to kill his father. So this is not a nice Torah. This is Maisa Shehoya Kachaya. And it's going to happen. But why do I deserve this? And then there's another Rashi. Rashi on Pasuk Yuches, Rashi says like this. The Ben Sarir Moira, he did a few things. He drank a little wine. He ate a little meat. So what's so bad? Why is he Chayav Misa? Again, everybody's familiar with the Rashi. He's Nerug Al Shem Soifai. He Giyot Torah L'Soif Daitoi. The Torah is taught to the end of his action. Soif Shemachal Mamun Aviv. He's gonna steal money. Mavakish Limud Of Eino Moitzav Omim Parshas Drachum Alastim Abrius Amra Torah Yomu Zakai. Listen to the words. Yomu Zakai. Zakai means the kid is righteous. He didn't do nothing bad. Yomus Zakai, we will kill this good child. Va'al, and he shouldn't come to die in a different kind of way, that he should be Chayev Misa. But he's not Chayev Misa. So why are we killing this poor child? So, there's a Rambam. The Rambam says like this. It's Elul. We have to talk a little Elul. Mahi tshuva. What's tshuva? So the Rambam says things that this is standard, basic, the regular raid. Sheyazov achoite cheta. You leave the sin. V'chein yisnachem al she'over. After you've left the sin, now I have remorse on the past. V'tzorach lehisvados. I'm skipping. V'tzorach lehisvados. And you have to confess. All process of tshuva, three steps, to confess, to hope for the future, to regret. A whole process of tshuva, the Rambam says. All things were familiar. If a person has vidui, he confesses, but he doesn't decide in his heart not to give up the chait. It's like he's jumping in the mikvah and is still holding on to the sherets, that he doesn't become tar, he's still tame. You know, it's all in action, but there's nothing cooking inside that he's become tar. This is standard Torah. Midarchi tshuva liyos hashav tzoyek tamid. The guy who wants to do real tshuva, he has to really. It's a real endeavor. The guy has to work very hard at tshuva. And then something that I don't understand. And the Rambam says, "Umisrachik harbi min hadover shechotaboy." You did sin A, so you must go far, far away from that sin. And that's the only way this is going to work, if you go far, far away from that sin. And then two words. Umishane shmoy. You change your name. Change your name. What does this mean? What does that have to do with tshuva? To change my name? I understand. Vidui, Kabbalah ala osir, Misnachem al she'ovor. All the process of tshuva, and it's hard. Bifchi ubitza'oka. But then I gotta go to like a kiddush ceremony and say, my name's not Ben anymore, my name's Mark. And now, tshuva. We gotta have to be Mark to do tshuva, I can't be Ben. Ben can't do tshuva, it has to be Mark does tshuva. Nobody's Mark here, that's why I chose the name. Hope not. We're gonna talk about Mark. So I think it goes like this. There's one thing is called fact. A guy goes to the doctor and the doctor says, your leg, we need to cut it off. The only way you're going to survive is the leg's got to go. So you say, doctor, I'll take the leg off, but tell me, doctor, it's going to grow back. I can't live without a leg. I want my leg to grow back. My leg's going to grow back. He says, I feel terrible, but the leg's not going to grow back. You know, in the world of Nisim, and we live in a real world, this world, the leg doesn't grow back. It's, you know, terrible. But that's fact. Fact is, the leg goes off, the leg doesn't come back. It's another kind of fact in this world. It's like this. I had a friend, his father was like a 450 pounder. The guy was like the Rebbe, you know, and he would sit in the morning, in the afternoon, and he would fear tish like the Rebbe with no chassidim. He would have the whole tish spread out in front of him. For breakfast, it was like 4 or 5 bagels, 12, 14, not joking. I'm telling you a real maisa, 14, 16 eggs over there, all kinds of omelets. He was mamish like a, I hope the guy had money, because he was, supper, he got like a bucket from what's that place?
Yes.
the KFC, that's not kosher, but he had from Kosher Delight. Kosher Delight in Brooklyn had a bucket of fried chicken like this, and he would pound. He would pound like that. And I saw him a few years ago, and he was like, it was, where'd you go? Didn't know where he went, Pasha. Look this way, that way, he was gone. A piece of him was still there, but the rest was gone. I said, what happened? He said to me, I went to the doctor, and the doctor said to me, what do you eat? I said, for what? He said, for breakfast. He said, by me, there's no breakfast. The whole day's breakfast. The breakfast starts and it goes weiter till the end. So he said, I eat 8 eggs with the five bagels and this, that. The doctor said to him, you will die of heart failure. I don't know if it's going to be a day or a week or a month. But I don't think it's going to be a year. You will die. I have no doubt. This is a certain, absolute, you will die from heart failure. This is also a fact. But it's called, they call it a little different word in the Welt. They call it the forecast. This is forecasting. But a lot of times forecasting is also fact. You don't have to be a super genius to figure out this fellow, you know, the guy with the, now I see on the smoking. Smoking kills. And the guy, and if he's smoking, it doesn't bother, it doesn't have to bother you, that's fine. But this is a forecast that's also fact. Smoking kills. There is no punishment that you'll have a Ben Sarah more. This is not a punishment. This is a forecast. You want to be a guy who takes Eishes Yifas Torahs? That's okay. Like Debra Torah El Kanegi Yitzhar, that's mutter. You could take Eishes Yifas Torahs, but I'm just forecasting about who you are. You are going to be the type of guy, the guy that your child will watch you and wish to emulate you, and he will be a Ben Sarah Meir. It took you till you're 40 years old to have that, you know, v'choshakta ba, but your child will grow up with such a father. And I'll see my father as a Baal Taiva. See, it's the oil to be about taiva, and all mutter, you know, he's young, it's all mutter taivas. And you tell him, I do mutter taivas, you do mutter taivas, but you get into the mutter taivas when you're 6, 7, 8 years old. It's only a matter of time. So this is not a punishment. The Torah is telling you a factual mitzvah. If you take a yifas Torah, you are destined to have a ben soyer umayra. Guys woke up one day and they saw on the news this guy Madoff stole $60 billion. How could it be 60 billion? How did he do it? The kid, when he was in second grade, I don't know, it was the 50s, 60s, he was, the kid who sat next to him in class, he gave him like a Hank Aaron rookie card, and he shoved him some, like, I don't know what kind of pitcher. He was ripping off kids since he was 4 years old. And this was just a process. And today, a baseball card, and tomorrow, a Slurpee, and then finally, when he's, you know, 67 years old, $60 billion. Doesn't happen. I had a kid, I remember, in ninth grade. By me, you guys are from a different world, but by me, in ninth grade, AOL was like the hottest thing in the world. We got these 30 hours free, we pop it in. Everybody was excited about AOL, and there's a kid in my class, a Syrian kid, Jaime. Jaime knew how to get everybody free AOL accounts. He had to do him a little favor. He had these favors that he had to do for Jaime, but Jaime got us all free AOL accounts, and he gave us, this is a pella by me, he gave us not just AOL accounts, addresses. He said, if you want, this is AOL account, and this is an address you could send merchandise. If you buy it online, I'll take care of it. You don't have to pay. This is the credit card number. Appell at this guy, and we all, you know, Jaime was like the coolest guy in ninth grade. He was the man, this guy Jaime. I have a pachad, I'm scared to the depth of my heart. Where is Jaime today? I don't want to tell you his last name. You're going to tell me so in the newspaper this morning. I don't know where he is. A person's not stagnant. We're not stagnant. That means we don't stay at the same pace. We change. There's a pasuk coming up later in a few parshas. It says like this. It says that a person, Hashem says, don't go after the Avodah Zarah when you come to Eretz Yisrael. The Goyim will be worshipping Avodah Zarah and you shouldn't go after it. And it says, Shema Yeshbacha, maybe some of you have, it's called a Shoyresh Poyre Roish Vela'ana. You have roots, Rashi defines, that are growing bitter grass out of those roots. Bitter grass coming out of the roots. You better be ready. You better be very quick and steadfast and noticing to get these roots out of your system. Because you might look like a full-blown Ben Torah, but if you have those roots deep set, deep inside, you get rid of those roots. And if you think, maybe you don't, but if you think this is a little bit scary, you have not heard scary yet. I'm going to read you something scary right now. This, by me, I look at this and I close it fast. Because this scares me to the end. Because not just, this is not B'nai Aliyah. This is B'nai Torah, B'nai Aliyah, that we're learning a whole day, we're working on ourselves a whole day. Zok the Goyin. The Goyin says with silver and gold words, Inyin ha-Torah la-Nefesh. What is your Torah to your Nefesh? Dugmos ha-Motor la-Oret. It's like rain to the ground. Shematzmiach ma shenizrabo. It only can cultivate. It will only grow what you plant. Sam chayim oisam oves. Kein batoira matzmiach ma shebelibo. It will grow what's in your heart. Im liboy toiv. If your heart is good, tagdil yir osi. Then when you learn Torah, you're going to have a lot of yir shamayim. It's going to grow as you learn because your heart is good. And the rain of the Torah will cultivate the seeds in your heart. Ve'im belibo shoyresh poiret roish falan. If in your heart dwells these bitter pieces of grass, yigdal hatino beliboy. This garbage will only grow bigger and stronger. This garbage that dwells in your heart will only get bigger and scarier as you go along. This goyin is not for the Hamoinam. This is not for Jews in general. This he's talking to B'nai Torah. Regular Jews who are not B'nai Torah do not have this danger in their lives. We have this danger in our lives. That the more you learn, the more you cultivate those seeds. If the seeds are good, we're going to see beautiful fruits. The strawberries, the peaches are going to grow. They're going to be delicious. But if you have those shayre poyre reishalana, I'm scared to think what's going to be. So we need what they call intervention. We need fast, and nobody in this room, I'm saying shtark because I love everybody. Nobody in this room should think, because guys sometimes when they're shonabed think, nobody in this room should think that you have perfected yourself. Because as much as I try to kick you up, and I want to kick you up because that's the metzias, you are up and up and very high up, but nobody has perfected. And perfection is a long way coming. I'm not expecting, we shouldn't expect perfection, but there's always what to cook. There's always what to cook. So what's going to be the intervention? Dr. Rambam. Afal pishet kia shayfar b'reish Hashanah gzeres hakasev. We build a shayfar in Reish Hashanah, that's gzeres hakasev. We don't understand why. We don't understand what it means. We don't understand what we're doing. However, Dr. Rambam, remez yeshbo, there is an allusion, a hint. Kloimer. Uru yeshenim mishenaschem. Wake up. Sometimes gentle, like your mother wakes you up in the morning. Sometimes gentle, wake up. And sometimes a little more fierce. This is like a loud, like those guys, you have the guys that set up like six alarm clocks, one after the other, you know, to make sure. And the further away from each other, they have to get up and knock each one off. That's me, you're like in a coma. You're like in a coma, but wake up from what? I never understood. What are we waking up? I'm awake. Somebody else is sleeping? Well, I had guys this morning in the shir. They were sleeping. But here, everybody's awake. We're not talking Gemara. I'm not reading a Gemara. Here, it's nice. You know, Gishmak. Everybody's awake. Nobody's sleeping here. What's the Rambam waking everybody up? Okay. You'll excuse me. I have to reminisce a little. When I was in high school, guys, I remember, this was like a very a social problem I had. 10th grade, I had a terrible problem. My friends would, a lot of times, 10th grade, it was like becoming like the year of a lot of parties. Different schools would have parties. And they would call me up sometimes, Ben, are you coming to the party? And a lot of times, I'm telling you honestly, I would want to sit in my boxers with a bowl of corn pops and watch TV. I don't want to go. I have nothing against anybody, but I didn't want to go. And then they started calling me names. They say, you're so antisocial, you know, nobody's going to like you. And yet, 10th grade, you know, you got to be... This is a lot of pressure over here. But I, the corn pops were just... I didn't want to go. And they said, you're antisocial. And then I had it's called an Einfalt, like a light bulb lit up. I had an Einfalt, epiphany. And I said to myself, I got a great idea. I started saying to them, you don't even know me. You don't even know me. And that like made me feel good about myself. You know, they call me antisocial, all these bad words. You don't even know me. I don't even know what that means. But I told them, you don't know me. You know? Like I was, you know, I had a whole life cooking that nobody knew about. I didn't even know about it. It was just going on somewhere. I didn't know where it was. Nobody knows me. You know, you think, I'm like, no, you don't know me. You don't know me. But then, you know, that's not real. That's not real. But I'm going to tell you what's yeah real. What's yeah real? Says the Rambam, we're going to chazer a few times. Says the Rambam. This is the Darchei HaTshuva. The derech of tshuva is what? We said before, we didn't understand, maybe now we understand. Umishane shmo. You change your name. Kloimer, says Ram, I'm going to tell you what it means to change your name. Ani acher, you don't know me. Ani acher, you think I'm me? You think I'm Ben? No, I'm Mark. Today I'm Mark, and tomorrow I'll be the biggest, baddest Harry you ever saw. You don't know me. Ani acher. I'm not that same guy from yesterday. You don't know me. You can't call me names. Nobody here knows me. You think I'm me? No, that's a different guy. You think I'm the 450-pounder? No, that guy's not here anymore. He doesn't exist. He's gone. Ani acher. Umishan ishmo. Everybody's so insistent. You know, I got to do tshuva and vi doing this. And yeah, it's true. Yeah. But stop. Stop. Who are you? You never did an avera. Ani acher. I'm a different guy. Once you define me, I'm going to spin move out of that definition so fast, you won't be able to catch me because you do not know me. And I tried this week. This week I tried to say that nobody knows me. Sunday morning. Nobody knows me. I'm going to spin move out of everybody's definitions of who they think I am. And you know what happened Sunday night? I failed miserably. On Sunday morning, I said to myself, today is going to be the day when I overcome this thing, what I was working on. And Sunday night was a terrible, by Sunday night, was a terrible failure. And I failed. And I said to myself, something's wrong. I thought I had such a good shot. Ani'ach, I woke up, I said, Gregory, how you doing? I looked at myself, Greg. Who's Greg? I don't know, but you don't know, nobody knows me. And we're going to call me whatever you want to call me. And I tried it and I failed. But Sunday night, toich the depression, after I failed, in the depression, I reminded myself, Guru Yishenim Mishenaschem. You wake up. This was all a dream. Gregory is not real. Ben never was. Mark is long gone. Wake up now. Everything until now, it was a dream. Never happened. You want to do tshuva and this and this. We'll do this and this on Yom Kippur. You have a whole day to do this and this. But until Yom Kippur, you listen every morning and you're going to hear the drool and you're going to say, wake up. I'm new. And you give yourself, you write down for yourself, you take out a pen and you write for yourself, good morning, my name is Jack. Every day. Because you're new. You're fresh. And yesterday never was, and the day before for sure is long gone. And there's a pasuk that says this. And I'm not saying for myself, this is a pasuk in Yirmiyah that talks about tshuva, and it says, Shuvi Besulas Yisrael. You should come back to Besula, the Besula, the Virgin Yisrael. Who's the Besula? Who's a Besula here? Somebody's a Besula. Nobody from the biggest tzaddikim is a Besula. That means you're untainted. That means you're absolutely pure. We're a Besula? No, the Torah is telling us, yeah. Yeah. You are a Besula. Today, you're a Besula. Now, you're a Besula. When you decide, you will be a Besula. You just have to, you know what? You have to close your eyes a little bit. And this is, I'm like, I feel like I became like a psychologist. Because this is, you say to yourself, all the baggage that's so heavy on my shoulders that tells me I'm not even talking about averus. I'm talking about the way you perceive yourself, the low self-confidence, the bad midos, the whole picture. Well, today I will be different. I will not be bogged down because of what I did in the past, what I became in the past, how people perceive. And it's much easier for Shana Aleph because now nobody knows and they can start fresh. Shana Bet, already we know you. They defined you. You were in this year. You're this kind of guy. You're now in this year, and you're that kind of guy. No, you are no kind of guy. There is no such thing as a kind of guy. Ani acher. Somebody got a good name for me? Paul? Whatever makes you happy, push it. But ani acher. I want to tell you what's going to happen if we try to do this. Ki yikori kan sipor lefonecha. You're going to see a nest. And a bird. And a few eggs in the nest. Shaleach tishalach esa'im ve'esabonim tikachloch. So you send away the mother and you take the eggs. Kisivne bayis chodesh. You're going to build a new house. Vosiso maike legagecha. You're going to make a mitzvah to make a fence around the roof. Next. Loisizer karmacho kilayim. You shouldn't plant your vineyard with kilayim. Next, loisacharish b'shul. What am I talking about? Says Rashi. Rashi on pasuk ches. Im kayamta mitzvah shiluach hakan. You did the first one. You're a mitzvah guy now. You did shiluach hakan. You know what's going to happen? We're going to start forecasting. But this is like a different channel with a different weatherman. This is not the same weatherman we met a few minutes ago. This guy looks completely different. This weatherman tells you the following forecast. Im kayam to mitzvah shiluach hakan. Soivcho livnois bayis chodosh. With the kaya mitzvah smaiko, you'll get another mitzvah. Shemitzvah goyreris mitzvah. V'tagio lekerim. V'sodeh. Ule begodim noim. And you're going to get all the parsha. Because ani acher, Elul is a zman that we have to work on ourselves and fix ourselves. I want very strongly to suggest, and what I say is not for anybody if they're not interested, but I want very strongly to suggest, wait for Yom Kippur, and if you're a little bit, you don't want to jump the gun, maybe Aseres Meitshuva, and if you're mamish antsy, so earliest Slichas. And Svardim also till Ashkenazi Slichas. But especially for Ashkenazim, until that day, forget about this. We can wait for this. We don't need to do this, and Hashem is not so interested in your this until it's the appropriate time. What's more important and what's more pressing and what will have a more standing and lasting effect, you say in the mirror, Ani Acher. You don't know me. And nobody knows me because there is no me, and I can be whoever I want to be from now on. And in a few hours, when I fail in a few hours, don't kid yourselves, you will fail. But in a few hours, when I fail, then again. Uru Yishen and Mishinasim, you wake up again. And the alarm clock is going to be set for 6 times a day. I don't know how many alarm clocks you will have to set, but you will keep having to set and reset and reset because this will not end. And Ur Yishenim, every morning you will wake up and have a whole list. Get that baby naming book because there's going to be a lot of names on this list. I don't know how many. It's going to be a lot. So you better be prepared to name yourself over and over, and you don't have to make a kiddush that will be very expensive. But you need to name yourself every day. Ani acher ve'eni oisei ha'ish that went through all those baggage. Shkoyach.